'Cause you'll never find another Hawaiian like me. Oh no, you'll never find another Hawaiian like me. You may go, I'll let you go. May God bless you. You'll be mine wherever you may be. It's a warning to say aloha.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is The Beard, and you are listening to The Metal Hour. So, good morning. Welcome to some DU radio at radio.dominican.edu. Hope you guys are having a good morning so far, and I hope this makes it a little bit better. And, yeah, today I'm going to be playing you some contemporary death and extreme metal, which is a lot heavier than the metal I was playing you last week, so I hope you guys are ready. Yeah, I'm hoping you guys are going to enjoy this. So the first band I'm going to play is a band called Meshuggah. I got to see them in concert this summer, and they're absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, let's see how you feel about these guys. They're from Sweden, from a town called Umeå, and they formed in 1987. Their lineup has primarily consisted of founding members, actually, just the vocalist Hans Kidman and the lead guitarist Fredrik Thordendahl. Sorry, it's a mouthful. Drummer Thomas Hawk, who joined in 1990, and rhythm guitarist Martin Hagstrom, who joined in 92. And the song I will be playing you now is off their 2008 album Obzen, which was their sixth album. And the lineup on this album was Hans Kidman on lead vocals, Fredrik Thordendahl on lead guitar, Martin Hagstrom on rhythm guitar and bass, and Thomas Hawk on drums. So without any further ado, here is Bleed by Meshuggah.
So
All right, that was Meshuggah with Bleed. Welcome back, guys. This is the Metal Hour with the Beard, in case you're just tuning in. That was some brutal stuff. And for a band that formed in the 80s, this is pretty badass. They're definitely good at what they do. Like I said, I got to see them in Germany this summer at a festival called Wacken, and they were probably my favorite act of the whole three-day festival. They played at, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning on the last day of the festival, so everybody was just dead by the end of the festival, just beat, tired, and they went on, and it was awesome. They just killed it, so that was a lot of fun, and I love listening to them, and yeah, so the next band is a band called Whitechapel. They are a deathcore band from Knoxville, Tennessee. Very, very heavy. And I've seen them a couple times, and they never fail to deliver some serious, brutal stuff. They formed in 2006, and they have released 4 studio albums, all of which were rad. And I'm going to play you guys a song called Possession from the album This Is Exile. The album was recorded in 2008 and featured Phil Bozeman on vocals, Ben Savage on lead guitar, Alex Wade on guitar, and Zach Householder on guitar, and Gabe Crisp on bass, and Kevin Lane on drums. So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is Possession by Whitechapel.
Yeah.
Alright, welcome back, guys. That was Possession by Whitechapel, and you are listening to the Metal Hour with the Beard, rocking on your Dominican radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I love that band. They're a lot of fun. I've seen them a handful of times. Really heavy young guys playing just super technical stuff, and a lot of fun to watch live. So I'm pretty happy right now, I gotta admit, starting my morning off right with some metal. So I thought I'd also tell you guys about some concerts coming up. There are quite a few good metal shows coming up in the Bay Area. The ones I've found are in San Francisco and Oakland. So if you have a way to get to San Francisco or Oakland, you should probably go to these shows. They're all going to be awesome. I have seen a lot of these bands before, and they are killer live. So don't miss it. So the first show is going to be at the Oakland Metro, which is a really cool venue. If you've never been there, it's a lot of fun. The band playing is Kylesa. They're also a lot of fun. And the second show coming up is a band called Dying Fetus. I know if you don't listen to metal, it's a slightly offensive name, so I'm sorry for that. But if you listen to metal, I guarantee you will love them. They're playing at the DNA Lounge, which is another awesome venue. It's on 11th Street in San Francisco. That will be on October 17th. And the next show after that is going to be at Slim's, which is literally right up the block from the DNA Lounge on 11th Street. And another awesome venue. Kind of a jazz club layout, but they have a lot of good shows there. Metal and other stuff too. And Death Angel will be playing there on October 17th and 18th. So they'll be fun. Some old school Bay Area thrash metal. And after that, we have, Deicide. Old School is playing at the DNA Lounge, and they are playing on October 18th. For anybody who doesn't know, that's Glenn Benton's band, Old School Death Metal from Florida. They are awesome, so if you want to go check them out, I would highly suggest it. And after them, the next show is going to be Gwar. If you have never seen Gwar, I would highly suggest it. If you have seen Gwar, you know what they're all about. They are pretty much the craziest stage show you will ever see. They have the whole, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I'd say bring a change of clothes. And I will leave it at that. So Gwar is playing with Whitechapel, who you just heard, and another band called Band of Orcs, which is along the same lines as Gwar. A lot of costumes and stage props and fun stuff. So highly suggest going to that. And then another show after that is going to be October 25th, and that's going to be at the Oakland Metro. Like I said, just a totally awesome place to see shows. Highly suggest going. The band is going to be Vatane. They are super, super good black metal. I would highly suggest listening to them as well. I have a few records of theirs, and I enjoy all of them. I think the latest one I was listening to was Sworn to the Dark, so it's a good one to check out. They are going to be playing October 25th at the Metro, like I said. And the next show after them is going to be Morbid Angel, which is another old school death metal band started in the 80s. Super, super rad. I got to see them last year. They played with Dark Funeral, and it was just a fantastic show. They played at Slim's, which is where they'll be playing again. And they will be playing their album Covenant in its entirety. So, if you're a Morbid Angel fan or a death metal fan of any kind, you should probably go to this. It's going to be super rad. And that is it. I know there's actually a show coming up in February, but that's a ways away, so I wasn't going to say anything. But just got to tell you about it. It's a couple of my favorite bands, Amon Amarth, who is just amazing Viking metal. So if you like Vikings and you like metal or one or the other, you should probably go. It's totally rad. And opening up for them is one of my favorite bands, Skeleton Witch, and they're kind of on the border of black metal and death metal. They're really good as well. And opening up for them is some old school black metal, Enslaved. All three bands are awesome, so I'd highly suggest checking them out. And yeah, next up, I'm going to play you some more metal, so I hope you guys are ready. And the next band is going to be the guys from the Black Dahlia Murder. And I'm going to play you the song Miasma, which is off of the album by the same name, Miasma. And these dudes hail from Waterford, Michigan, and the album came out in 2005. And the lineup on this album was Trevor Sternad, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, on vocals, Brian Eschbach on guitar, John Kampanen on guitar, David Locke on bass, and Zach Gibson on drums. And they are a rad band. I've enjoyed them for quite a while. Seen them live. They're another band that's just technically incredible. Super tight. Everybody knows what they're doing. That's very, very apparent in watching them and listening to them. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Once again, here is Miasma by the Black Dahlia Murder on your Dominican radio at radio.dominican.edu. right, welcome back. That was Miasma by the Black Dahlia Murder. And like I said, those guys are one of my favorites. Super good, super talented dudes. And that was the same vocalist, believe it or not. I know it's hard to believe. But the guy doing the highs and the lows on that track, same dude. Very talented. And I don't know, that usually trips people out if they've never heard him before. Anyways, thought I would put another punch in for you guys going to these shows coming up. Like I said, a bunch of good shows. You already have the names and the dates. I will tell you a little bit more about the venues. The Metro, which is in Oakland, is a kind of warehouse space. Parking's great. Street parking, plenty of it. Usually a pretty cool crowd. The people that go are typically really into the artists. It's in a nice, it's in a pretty good neighborhood. It's not too bad. Like I said, there's a lot of parking, which is important to me because I'm lazy and I don't like to walk. And, yeah, that place is great. I would highly suggest it. I believe it is off of the 3rd Street. I usually get off at the Broadway Alameda exit. And I will come back with the address for you. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I will come back with that. And second off on the venue list was Slim's. I'm sure if you grew up in the Bay Area and you go to concerts, you've heard of Slim's. It's a nice venue. I want to say Boz Scaggs actually either owns half of it or owned part of it at one point. And I would highly suggest checking that place out if you've never been there. It's a lot of fun. Third place being the DNA Lounge, which is literally right down the street from Slim's on 11th Street in San Francisco. And that place is super cool. They have a lot of electronic shows too. So they do electronic shows and metal shows and weird cabarets and kind of stuff like that. So that place is pretty groovy. And you know what, why not? I'll give you a recap of the shows just so you remember. At the Metro on October 15th is Kylesa. And at the DNA Lounge on October 17th is Dying Fetus. And at Slim's on October 17th and 18th is Death Angel. Some local guys, give them some love. And on the 18th is Deicide, also playing at the DNA Lounge. And on the 20th of this month, October, is Guar with Whitechapel and Band of Orcs playing at the Regency Ballroom, which is on Van Ness, and that place is totally cool. Big venue, a lot of room. They have a balcony. They don't always have the balcony open for seating, but it's a lot of fun. I've seen a lot of shows there, and definitely worth checking out. Parking's a little bit of a pain, but there's totally garage parking, and I've found plenty of street parking. It just kind of depends. You know how the city is. It's kind of a crapshoot. So, yeah, that's at the Regency Ballroom. Once again, that's Guar, Whitechapel, and Band of Orcs. And on the, let's see, the 25th of October at the Oakland Metro again is Vatane. Some good European black metal. Definitely suggest checking those guys out. And on the, it's November 23rd. Sorry. That is going to be Morbid Angel. And they're playing at Slim's, and they're playing their album Covenant in its entirety. Great album, great band. Go check them out. All right, so that's the shows. A little recap for you. I'll have the addresses for you in a minute if you want them. So that is that. And up next, I'm going to play you a band that I enjoy quite a bit. I'm going to play you a song off of their first album because it is my favorite. These guys are kind of trippy. A lot of their lyrics are about space and science and kind of out there groovy stuff like that. The song is called Horizons of Chaos 2 Hypocrisy. And this song is from their debut album, Akeldama, which came out in 2006. And it features Derek Rydquist on lead vocals, Michael Keane on lead guitar, Steve Jones on rhythm guitar, Brandon Giffen on bass, Michael Scherer on keyboards, and Andy Taylor on drums. I love this album, and this song is definitely a testament to how talented these guys are. It's ridiculously technical and very brutal. So, without further ado, enjoy The Faceless with Horizons of Chaos 2 Hypocrisy. I'm definitely going to dig it, so I hope you guys do. Alright, welcome back. That was The Faceless with Horizons of Chaos 2 Hypocrisy. That was that's one of my favorite songs by them. This is The Beard on your Dominican radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I hope you guys are waking up a little, because I know I am. Nothing like a little metal to get your morning started off right. A little bit of coffee, a little metal, kind of gets it going. And, let's see, I told you I would come back with those addresses for those venues. So first off, the Oakland Metro is at 630 3rd Street, and that is in Oakland. So check that out. Slim's, like I said, is on 11th Street. The address is 333 11th Street in San Francisco. And the DNA Lounge, which is right down the street from Slim's, is 375 11th Street in San Francisco. And the Regency Ballroom, which is a big building, kind of hard to miss, is on Van Ness Avenue, so a main street and easy to find, which is the address is 1300 Van Ness, and that is in San Francisco. And that is right around the place, Tommy's Joint. I don't know if you guys have ever eaten there, but it is pretty good and it's cheap. And if you're at a show and you're hungry afterwards, go check out Tommy's Joint. It is delicious. They have buffalo meat and it is awesome. All right, so next up, I will be playing you a band called Rings of Saturn. And the thing that is craziest about this band was it was formed when these dudes were in high school, which is not that long ago. It was in 2009, so makes me feel a little old, even though I'm not that old, which I'm going to keep telling myself. Anyways, this band is one of the most technically, I don't know, just crazy technical bands I've ever heard. It's one of those things where it's fun to listen to, and it's fun to listen to because it's so ridiculous. And the theme of their metal, which I find awesome, is outer space and alien life forms, which is pretty out there, no pun intended. And yeah, the band was created as a studio project and makes you kind of, when you're listening to it, it's just super impressive. They're from the Bay Area, so you got to give them some local love. They're technical death metal, and it's pretty trippy stuff. And the song I'm going to play you is Objective to Harvest from the album Dingear. And the album came out this year, so it's a newer album. And it features Ian Bearer on vocals, Lucas Mann on guitar, Joel Omens on guitar, not sure how to pronounce that, and Sean Martinez on bass, and Ian Baker on drums. And here is Rings of Saturn with Objective to Harvest. Objective to Harvest. Sorry, still waking up. All right, here you go. Alright, welcome back guys. That was the Groovy Sounds of Rings of Saturn with Objective to Harvest. And I would like to take a brief moment to make a couple public service announcements. First one being Saturday, October 12th. Mark it in your calendar. It is a community service day here at Dominican University of California. And as part of Community Service Day, Dominican students Sarah Purcell and Nicholas Garcia are conducting a trash awareness day. All day Saturday, October 12th, wherever you are, and especially on campus, please find a piece of trash and dispose of it in the proper bin. You know what those look like. And let's see. Cool fact for you, recycling one aluminum can saves enough energy to run a TV for 3 hours. That's pretty ridiculous. I did not know that. Or the equivalent of a half gallon of gasoline. And the energy saved from recycling one glass bottle can run a compact fluorescent bulb for 20 hours. So pick up that trash and throw it in the trash can, guys. All right, not too hard. The next PSA I have for you guys is Richardson Bay Audubon is actively recruiting volunteers. And the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary is looking for energetic individuals with an interest and passion for engaging the public and school children about the nature and wildlife around them. There are volunteer trainings. And they're available weekdays, evenings, and one weekend date. And please register for training ahead of time so they have sufficient materials available for all trainees. Let's see, physical requirements. There are some. They are be able to stand or walk for extended periods of time. Occasional heavy lifting and carrying is required. Be able to walk along uneven surfaces, so marshes, steps, sand, that kind of stuff. And be able to get up and down from the ground easily. So I'm going to give you the contact info for Miss Wendy Dahlia, who is the Conservation and Education Director. Her phone number is 415-388-2524 and extension 111. And her email is wdalia@audubon.org. And even metalheads, you guys out there, should want to keep your world in good shape so we can keep listening to metal like we are right now. So dig it. Do your part. All right, guys. Thank you. And next up is one of my favorite bands. These dudes are absolutely incredible. They are another group of young dudes. And with the precision they use, they might as well be robots. They are able to convey their music. Just it's incredible, so you'll enjoy it. It is definitely some of the most impressive stuff I've ever heard, and I wish I could play you more than one song, but I've got a whole thing going today, so all I can give you is a taste. The name of this band is Veil of Maya. They are straight out of Chicago, and they started their journey into the annals of metal history in 2004. Their albums, The Common Man's Collapse and Eclipse, are definitely two of my favorite metal albums of all time. I've listened to those things so much that if I had them on vinyl, they would have worn out by now. And the song you're about to hear is called Divide Paths, and it is off of their 2012 release, Eclipse. And this album features Brandon Butler on vocals, Mark Okubo on lead and rhythm guitar, Danny Hauser on bass, and Sam Applebaum on drums. So, four-piece. Pretty impressive stuff for a four-piece. Don't hear that a lot in metal. And this is some serious stuff, so enjoy. This is Veil of Maya with Divide Paths. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Metal Hour with me, The Beard, bringing you all the real metal on radio.dominican.edu. You just heard the sweet sounds of Veil of Maya with the song Divide Paths off of their 2012 release Eclipse. And like I said before, one of my favorite bands. Those guys kill it. So next up is a Belgian death metal band by the name of Aborted. And they started in Wergem. I don't want to, you know, mispronounce it. I'm going to just kind of leave that one alone. I don't want to offend anybody who's from Belgium, just in case. And they started in 95, which is apparently almost 20 years ago, making me feel real old up here. And anyways, I'm not going to think about that. I'm just going to enjoy this show and listen to some sweet metal. And I've seen these guys in concert, and they are awesome. They're definitely as awesome live as they are on their records, which isn't something you can say about all bands. Definitely one of those bands that you can tell has put in their time practicing, because they are tight. They play well with each other, and they just go well. And the song I'm going to play for you this morning is off of the album Global Flatline. Came out in 2012. I actually saw them in concert for this album, the album tour, and it was killer. And the album features Sven de Colway on vocals, who is the only original member, Aaron Segal on guitar, Mike Wilson on guitar, Ken Bedeen on drums, and JB Vanderwall on bass. And this track is called Grime, and it is definitely brutal. So check it out. We'll be right back. Alright guys, welcome back. This is the Metal Hour with the Beard, and you are listening to DU Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So thanks for tuning in. That was Aborted with the song called Grime off of their album Global Flatline. Just a killer band, a lot of fun live. Hope you guys enjoyed that. If they come around and do a US tour, I would highly suggest checking them out. Anyways, I am running out of time. I got 5 minutes left, so I am going to leave you with one last track. This is the band Benighted. I got to see them in Germany this summer as well. I might as well tell you guys about this. I went to a festival in Germany out in the countryside in a little farming town called Wacken, and it was amazing. There was 90,000 metalheads there, so just think about that for a minute. Mull that one over. And it was sweet. It was nothing like any festival or anything I've ever been to over here, of course. And some of the nicest people I've ever met. A lot of fun. Didn't really see anything negative happening, which was very impressive for a three-day metal festival. Anyways, it was hot as hell. And this next band, Benighted, was playing in a tent. The second day we were there, it was well over 100 degrees. It was me and my buddy Jordan checking it out. And we found these dudes playing in a tent. It was cool in the tent, you know, go in there, shelter from the heat, and then watch some sweet metal. So it was a win-win situation, and I'm going to play you a song. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to play a song. Yeah, anyway, this song's called Prey, and it is off their 2011 release, Asylum Cave. These are French dudes, some French metalheads. They're out of Saint-Étienne, and they're rad, and the lineup on this album is Julian Trucan on vocals, Olivier Gabriel on guitar, Liam Nguyen on guitar, Eric Lombard on bass, and Kevin Foley on drums. This track is heavy, so enjoy. Leave you with one last thing. Here it is. This is Benighted with Prey. All right. Thank you, guys. That was Benighted with the song Pray. And that is it for me, the beard. That was the end of our metal hour, unfortunately. I know. I'm sorry, guys. I will be here next week, bright and early, 9 to 10 once again, Wednesday mornings. It's the metal hour with me, the beard. We got a bunch of other really good programming on DU Radio. Please check out our website. It is radio.dominican.edu. Everybody in the class is awesome. Check out their shows too. But, you know, be sure to check out my show, of course. 9 to 10, Wednesday mornings. This has been The Beard with the Metal Hour. And thanks for tuning in. All right, guys. Check you later.